struggle and you, you know, not even be able to be a part of it and just have to sit on the sidelines from training camp on?
That was tough. You know, I never missed a game all the way back to high school. So it was kind of a whole new experience for me, but it kind of let me take a step back and kind of understand how blessed I am and what I'm doing, and kind of see it from a different perspective, be a fan for once. And it was good. You know, I got a year off to rest my leg. I guess the positive thing out of it, and I've been kicking great and looking forward to this big year this year and having fun with the teammates.
Any pain you have to push through yet, or is it completely healed?
Completely healed. I mean, I was a little nervous yesterday doing cutting drills and stuff with the team, but it's felt amazing. Dr. Anderson did a great job with my Achilles, and we rehabbed it well up back in North Carolina, and I'm feeling great.
When you were missing time last year, could you see the team maybe not responding the way that they should have to a couple of losses? I mean, tough times to start the season, 8 straight losses. Do you see them kind of get down on themselves and see them bounce back? Did you notice that from afar?
I mean, it's tough. You know, it's always tough when you're in a losing streak like that. But, I mean, being around my teammates and being around the guys, you know, we're a resilient group. And, now it's just all about moving forward and looking forward to 2014 with Lovie Smith and a great guy, and looking forward to playing for him. And I could already tell a different demeanor in here, and we're working hard already, and it's only the second day. So I think there's going to be big things this year going on.
You said there's a different demeanor. What demeanor?
Just, I mean, you can just tell, you know, having a veteran guy in like Josh McCown, and, you know, he kind of brings more of a leadership role, and you can just tell, you know, just the difference in that perspective, because, you know, you want your quarterback to be the leader. And, you know, it's just great seeing the guys kind of coming together. You know, we're out there running, we're working hard already, and just, I don't know, it's just different around here. So I think we're going to have a big year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Lovie addressed the team as a whole for the first time on Monday. What was the message you got from him?
You know, just, let's, you know, take care of business and take care of our division and, you know, hopefully win the Super Bowl. You know, that's obviously the big goal, is win a Super Bowl, and it all starts now, starting yesterday, Monday. And I think we're moving in the right direction and looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun. And, you know, I've been around here a while now, and, I think we got some special things coming up.
Was just do right part of that message?
What's that?
Just do right?
I've always taken away from things is just do your job, you know. And, you know, if you take care of your job, you know, for me, kicking field goals, that's my job. But take care of my job, everyone takes care of their job. Hopefully we'll put together a lot of wins this year.
Is Lovie a welcome change for you?
It's awesome. You know, I've been through a few coaches, so it's just, I treat everyone with respect, and I think he treats us like men. You know, that's the main thing. As he said, he's going to treat us like men, and, you know, that's awesome. And, like I said, just looking forward to it and ready to go.
Any thoughts on the potential new kicking rules?
I think we'll become more valuable now, the 38-yard extra point. That's what I'm trying to market myself here. So, no, I mean, you know, we'll see how it goes in the preseason. I know they're trying to – I guess they've been having some issues trying to raise the goalpost that 5 feet or whatever it is. So, but, I mean, you know, you just got to take a look at any other kick. You know, we'll have fun. I haven't really changed up my routine too much. 38 yards, 38 yards, and we should make those every time if you're kicking the NFL, or you shouldn't probably be kicking the NFL. So, got to keep working, and I'm looking forward to having some fun this year.
Obviously, there was a lot of changes with the roster. A lot of times, new coaches come in; it's a rebuilding process. To hear the message from the staff that they want to win this year, and why not win a championship? How's that set with the rest of the team?
Oh, it's great. You know, the first thing when I met Lovie, probably a month and a half ago, I was like, man, it's my 7th year and I've never been to the playoffs, so it'd be awesome to finally, you know, go to the playoffs and experience that. So I think, you know, everyone's excited, and I know we have a great group of guys. I mean, we have a lot of really good players, and we just got to put it together and just trust each other and trust in what coach has in store for us and put together some wins.
What was your emotion kind of in the immediate aftermath of the injury? Did you
My mom was there, my dad was there, my girlfriend at the time was there, my buddies. Funniest thing, my buddy goes, please don't get hurt, right before it happened. And, you only think about it when it happens. You know, you wouldn't have thought about it if I wouldn't have gotten hurt. So it's just, you know, I knew I tore it immediately, but everyone else thought I just sprained it. But, you know, it's your kind of life flashing in front of you. And you
feel your NFL career could possibly be over?
I mean, you never want to think like that. I've always had a positive attitude about things, and I always feel like I can come back strong from things. And I think 15 years ago, yes, maybe my career would have been over, but with the technology now and the way these doctors can do the different surgeries they can, I mean, I honestly think it's probably stronger than it's ever been. And that's what hopefully will hold up and be great for the next, hopefully, another 10 years or so.
You've been kicking full distance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was out yesterday. I mean, I'm having no issues. Like I said, I think the best thing I can take out of this is I got a year off. It's, you know, to rest my leg, and I haven't had a year off since 2000. You know, it's been 14 years, and So to get a year off to really just rest my leg and kind of from the mental aspect work on that, because obviously kicking is so mental. I mean, I've been saying a lot of interviews, I've been home kicking from 60 yards. So my leg strength's the same. If anything, hopefully it's stronger. We've been really trying to focus on with my trainer back home, just more strength stuff, as in instead of the cardio-based stuff. So really trying to get my leg strength back and get it stronger. So, I mean, I'm hoping. Shoot, I want to have a better year than I had in 2011 because that was my best year. So that'd be great.
How do you work on that?